Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. As promised 2 weeks ago when we did a story on the debut of the latest Farmer's Almanac, here's part two. Editor Pete Geiger says they focus on such things as household hints to make life a little easier, here with a practical example.
This being a political election year, we talk about how to get decals off of cars, you know, all those bumper stickers that get put on cars. Well, how do you get them off? Well, you take white vinegar, soak it, wipe it on there, soak it, and let it sit for a little while, and then just peel it right off.
Sometimes their coverage connects city and farm folks, sometimes even family members, with this, for instance.
How to dig your own garden, how to grow your own garden, and then we have our gardening calendar, which is by the signs of the moon, which people use. Everything that you need to know about gardening next spring, and people use it, tell us that it works very, very well for them. And when people go to my website, which is farmersalmanac.com, there's any number of videos on how to help people with their gardens, and even have a couple families that did it and their kids helped, and why gardening is a great activity for a family.
The almanac started in 1818, but just in case you thought its popularity had waned,
our circulation certainly tops 3 million, and I'm told that at 2.6 people read each copy of the almanac. So we know that there's probably 6 million people that read the almanac. But then I have a website, farmersalmanac.com, that has incredible amount of traffic. It's actually growing at about 200 to 300% a year.
We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. And I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Farmer's Almanac editor Pete Geiger says their website is farmersalmanac.com. Just in case you missed our first report highlighting their winter forecast, you can reference it quickly there. Forecast feedback has been good.
Yeah, they basically tell us that we're somewhere between 75 and 85% accurate. I did an interview last fall with a meteorologist somewhere in Arkansas, and he said that we were only 65% accurate for the year, but that during the winter months we were 100% accurate.
The wording of their forecast is a bit general, but he vigorously defends their record.
Given the fact we do it 2 years in advance, I think we do a very good job of couching what the weather's going to be for that date. Now, we're not going to say it'll start raining at 2 in the afternoon for Louisville, but we're going to talk about a more general thing about heavy rains or light snow or clear weather.
From learning how to use soft drinks to clean your toilet to astronomical predictions for next spring, it's all in the Farmer's Almanac. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.